Not surprisingly, the 90-minute debate began with a focus on jobs, possibly the top issue on voters' minds. Senate President David Williams has suggested scrapping the state's corporate and personal income taxes in favor of sales taxes. The Republican points to Tennessee's tax system as a model for Kentucky. However, Governor Beshear says Kentucky's unemployment rate is actually lower than the rate in Tennessee.
If tax structure was the answer to economic development, then why is Tennessee's unemployment higher than ours?
Williams shot back that jobs and people have migrated to the volunteer state at the expense of Kentucky.
People have moved there by the tens and hundreds of thousands over the last decade. While they have changed their tax structure, have right to work, have an unemployment insurance plan.
The governor has long suggested now is not the time to change tax structure because of the fragile nature of the economy. Lexington attorney Gatewood Galbraith, who's running as an independent, argues the Commonwealth can't afford to wait.
We need tax reformation in this state. I've called for a sales tax, a consumption tax. I'm a practicing attorney. I've called for a new tax on me, tax my services.
One of the hungriest programs in terms of state funding is Medicaid. In 2009, the Kaiser Family Foundation said the state spent over $1 billion on Medicaid. Hoping to cut that cost, Beshear's been promoting a privately run system of managed care. During the forum, Beshear bragged on the system, which just went into effect.
This is one of the proudest moments that Kentucky's going to have in a while because we have taken our fee-for-service program, Medicaid, and we are moving it into a managed care model, a model that's going to emphasize wellness, going to emphasize preventive care. We brought the private sector in.
Governor Beshear claims managed care will save the state $500 million over the next 3 years. Williams said last night he's not convinced.
He hasn't gotten it implemented. They say they're going to put it in tomorrow. A bunch of hospitals aren't signed up, but no matter who signs up, nobody with any sense believes that he can save $500 million in three quarters of a year. It can't be done.
Difficult budget times prompted the governor to furlough state workers for 6 days last year. At the same time, in sympathy with state workers, the governor says he also took furlough days and a reduction in pay. But Galbraith says such sacrifices mean more to the average working man and woman.
Governor, I'm sure it's a lot easier for a millionaire to take a 10% pay cut than it is for these people out there who are living paycheck to paycheck. You know, once again, it's been the wage earner, the working people who've had to bear the brunt of carrying this state forward on their shoulders.
Maybe more than any other issue, the idea of expanded gambling at Kentucky's horse tracks has been the longest running, most acrimonious point of contention between Beshear and Williams. Beshear says the Senate president has been an obstructionist.
We did get a bill passed down there that would put slots at the tracks. He got it killed in committee. Everybody knows that he runs that place with an iron fist. The Republican senators won't balk and won't go against him.
A caller also quizzed Williams about his attitude on gambling. While opposing the installation of slot machines at racetracks, it's been reported the Senate president has visited out-of-state casinos. The caller wondered whether that amounted to a double standard.
I do not gamble. I have not gambled for several years. I don't hold it against anybody that does gamble. But I will tell you this, gambling is an issue for only one person on this panel right here.
Williams maintains Governor Beshear has a one-track mind on the expansion of gambling. The Senate leader argues it's not a stable source of state revenue, but adds he would support a vote by Kentuckians on a constitutional amendment. While also critical of Beshear's policies, after the forum, Galbraith described their debate as, in his words, a microcosm of what is wrong with this state. The partisanship trumps everything. And the five-time candidate for governor claims this will be his last attempt and left the matter in the hands of Kentucky voters.
If they're not so disgusted by the way these parties are acting, have acted tonight, and have acted throughout the last decade in the state, if they're not so disgusted they're ready to vote in change, then they're going to get the government that they deserve.
Voter turnout next Tuesday is projected to hover around 25%. Galbraith says he understands the frustration with political parties. He maintains a lot of people will stay home, but he adds, we're going to get out our vote. The verdict comes 1 week from today. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.